Hey fuckers, it's Brad with the Daily BM here. Hey, I'm just letting you know that we are talking about, and when I say we, I mean me, as in myself, solo, Han Solo today. So, tune in, check it out. We're going to be talking about drones and conspiracies. All right, I'll catch you guys here in a minute, and thanks for listening. Hey, good morning, fuckers, and welcome to another day at the Daily BM. I am flying solo on this one as Mike's being, you guessed it, a loser. Nah, I'm just kidding. He is actually busy, and he cannot be on this show today. So, you're stuck with numero uno, myself, and I. So, let's go ahead and start this shit. So, I don't know about the rest of you, but seems like all we're seeing on the news as of late is about these drones. But when you take a look at this thing, man, you know, what's the big picture here? You know, when you kind of think about it, you know, the first thing everybody thinks immediately is aliens. Like, yeah, I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens. But it's not aliens. Listen, let me debunk the alien theory here real quick on these drones. All right. If an alien race is so superior to get through space, right, to fly through space at faster than the speed of light, obviously, because it would take them forever to get here and it would take generations of dying off on the order to get here and work. And let's just face it, fucking people, we're not that fucking interesting. I mean, we're kind of stupid. We'd be kind of like an ant farm to them. I mean, think about it. How long will we sit and stare at ants like building shit in an ant farm? Probably a little bit. Then we put them off to the side and go, let's just let them do their thing. It's kind of how aliens would look at us. If they're so superior and so technologically sound, they're not going to pay any attention, like zero attention to us, unless we learn how to travel faster than the speed of light and or, you know, warp through space and time like they're doing. Then it becomes, okay, humans are aggressive. Let's take a quick look at these assholes. So moving on. So we'll just say the whole alien thing, meh, it's a stretch. I really don't see them coming up, opening up a ship and, you know, taking over like Independence Day. But let me tell you this, if they do, we know we've been there before. We can take them. Yeah, that's right. That's right. All we need is a drunken pilot. And then saying, all right, you alien assholes. Psych. Dead. That's what we'd be. Seriously. If it was an alien race, we'd be out of commission. Capiche? Gone. Dead. So that'd be the end of us as the human race, because it wouldn't take much to wipe us out if they're that far advanced. So the second theory is that it's just the government, right? The U.S. government, you know, just seeing, testing this whole Ukraine thing because their drones were so successful against Russia that, wow, maybe it'll be just as we can use them too. So that's another theory. Okay. Now, the reason why I don't think that is just because we probably already been there, done that. So we've already probably worked on it, whether it's out, you know, at Area 51 or any other type of military installation. We've probably already know how to use these drones correctly and effectively. Hell, we've been flying drones even during the Desert Storm and the Gulf War. So with, you know, Hellfire missiles on them and everything else, surface to air missiles or air to surface bombs and shit, like whatever, man. I'm probably saying I'm wrong, but you get what I'm saying. So we've already got that expertise down. I mean, let's just face it. America's military might is pretty badass. Okay, so that leaves that out of the question. So the next one is people are saying about this project. I'm getting back to the alien conspiracy. They're saying this Project Blue Beam conspiracy theory, which claims that the global elites plan to fake an alien invasion. So, you know, again, that's to like maybe deflect to what they're really trying to do behind the scenes. But again, it seems like an outlandish thing that we would fake an alien. I mean, first of all, we'd know it's human technology. I mean, let's face it. We know we have flying triangles now and things like that. We know, you know, even the Nighthawk stealth fighter, you know, they mistaken that for aliens back in the day. But now that we know what to look for, I mean, come on, it would take something extraordinary to really fool us, in my opinion, on the alien front. So, whatever. I don't think it's the blue beam at all. Now, there is a guy that just came out. Joe Rogan actually had it on his podcast, so I'm just going to reiterate But John Ferguson, the CEO of a Kansas-based drone manufacturer, Saxon Aerospace, he has become the latest expert to weigh in on the subject, you know, because of all the multiple drone sightings. And his theory is actually the one that I find to be very, very, very convincing. And it would make sense. So think about this. If the government's looking, if let's just say the government is looking for something and they're using the military, or maybe they're using some other type of black ops, whatever operation. But if they're trying to find things, right? That means they're going to fly at very low altitude. They might be looking for radiation signatures. They might be looking for, like what he's saying in his statement, in his video that he put out, was, you know, they were smelling, even, you know, looking for nuclear devices. Now, as much as we want to say, oh, that could never happen, it could very much happen in this country. And that would be disruptive as hell. So if there's a nuclear device somewhere hiding now we think from what they're proposing, what I've seen on the internet, and again, a lot of this is speculation. I don't have any facts on it, but could make for interesting read, because that's I found it very interesting last night when I was reading the stuff. But these nuclear devices, supposedly in Ukraine, they're missing some. So it has us on high alert. So we're looking to see, and obviously there's been some leads coming in saying it's in the Northeast. Now, as these drone sightings are becoming more frequent, I think you're going to have a lot of pranksters, things of that nature, and all that jazz coming into play. There's nothing you can do. But I can tell you this. The reason why you haven't seen drones in the South, probably from Tennessee below, is because Southerners, we're kind of fucked up. We'll shoot at the shit. We don't give a fuck. You know, Northerners are more like, wow, what is that? Let me take a look and see what this is. Oh, wow. Is that a drone or is that an alien? I don't know what that is. Where Southerners are going to go, hell, man, I wonder if we can shoot that bitch down. They're all running inside, grabbing the rifles, shotguns, you name it. And they're going to start shooting first, ask questions later. I don't have a problem with that. I know, and I'm not condoning anybody to go out. Let me just back up a second. I'm not telling anybody to go out and shoot at a fucking drone. Okay, so I want you to understand that right now. Because you could probably go to prison if you shoot a weapon off in city limits. Most cities have ordinances in places about opening firearms into the air. All right. Plus, you could actually, those bullets got to come down so they can hit somebody. So you got to be super careful. So that's why you go to firing ranges. You go to licensed places to go shoot your firearms off. There's my disclaimer. I am not telling you to go and shoot fucking drones. Okay. But I can see in the South, especially in rural areas, if there's one flying around, somebody's gonna take a pot shot at it. Now, then again, if you shoot one of those down and they come down, hey, questions are answered. We're gonna figure out who the hell flies it more than likely, because it's gonna have a memory card in it, or it's gonna have some type of tracking device, something that gives it away. So I've always wondered why they didn't shoot them down. Like, even law enforcement. Here's my thing. If the military has no idea, wink, wink, that there is a drone flying around, you had to think they would have scrambled something to come up there and counteract that. Like, maybe even our own drones come up and take it out and then just see where the hell it's coming from. Especially when you have other people saying that they've seen 50 of these things coming offshore from the ocean. Which tells me it's got to be a military type thing, but they're not really coming clean and saying what it is. I kind of like this latest theory of that it's possibly they're looking for a nuclear device that was basically been missing. So, to me, that would be more realistic than any other claim and conspiracy out there. So with that, I'm just saying, which is the more believable, guys? Seriously, Independence Day, or our military is looking for something in particular. There's a viable threat, but they don't want to scare the public, because let's face it, the public already freaks out over everything, and don't say it doesn't. If we said there were aliens coming down here and landing, everybody would lose their fucking mind, and you know it. Although myself, I'd be like the dumbass on the Independence Day, the stripper that was up on top of the building holding the sign, welcome. That would be me. I'd be like, yeah, hey, yeah, pfft, get a laser beam and get zapped, you know. But at least it'd be quick. At least I wouldn't have to, like, you know, get anal probed, unlike Mike, who might actually enjoy that. But yeah, I just don't see that happening. So, or maybe the anal probe might happen. I don't know. You have to ask Mike on that one on a separate conversation. But the conspiracy theories are out there, guys. You know, just don't be going crazy, especially if you're in the South, picking up your guns and shooting at them. Like I said before, don't do it. Don't do it. This is a quick hit today. I just wanted to get into that subject about drones, see what your thoughts are on the matter. Do you think, let me know what your conspiracy theories are. I am going to put it on our Instagram, okay, which is at the Daily BM, okay? So check it out. Let us know. It'll be a post. I'm not going to do it in a story. I'm going to do it in a post because I want to know what your theories are. What's your conspiracy theory? What do you think these drones are? What do you think they're doing? And if some of them, the most outrageous ones, or the ones that probably the most outrageous and the one that makes more sense, I'll post both of them up and talk about them on the show. So make sure you go ahead, get that done. Keep an eye out for a post. It'll probably happen tomorrow. And, you know, so go ahead and get in there and get those conspiracy theories rolling. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and take off for the day. Since Mikey left me hanging, I don't have a lot much more. So don't forget to head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all of our socials. You can also see us on TikTok. You can see us on everything. So, yeah, except for in the nude. But no, don't worry. OnlyFans coming soon. Head over to masondangerbeardco.com where you get 20% off on all things using the promo code DAILYBM. And with that, I want you guys to have an amazing rest of your Monday, and I will catch you guys on the flip side.
Deuces.